This is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison from Asset Protection Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 25 years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now, here is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison.
Hello and welcome to Wealth Talk. My name is Gary Garrison, right here from Little Rock's Asset Protection Wealth Management. We are so glad you're tuning in today. We've got a great show today. But before we dive into that, again, if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call or text at 501-225-9045. Or visit us online at apwealthmanagement.com. And be sure while on our website and click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. I have always loved those TV crime shows that say they're ripped from the headlines. It's a clever bit of marketing that never fails to completely suck me in. So using that inspiration, today's show is ripped straight from the financial news headlines. Very timely topic today. We'll focus on three key topics: what the current tariffs landscape means for you, how to manage your 401k during the current bout of stock market volatility, and what staffing cuts at the IRS could mean for filers. A lot of good stuff today, a very timely show today. But before we dive into it, as always, the co-star of the show, Tony Shore. We're so glad you're here and could join us again today.
Ooh, co-star. I like that, the word star. Wow, I've never been called a star before.
I'm sure. I'm just trying to mix it up a little bit.
Well, you're the star and the host. Along for the ride. I appreciate you having me on the show, Gary. You know that. Love hanging out with you. We have a good time. We talked before the show. We were jamming to we were going old school, some 80s music before the show. We had Huey Lewis and the News were playing, right?
You know, if we could just have that real subtle in the background, I bet our listeners would increase tremendously.
They would, but then we'd get bumped off of Spotify and Apple Music because we don't have the rights to play it on the show.
And that's why I don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Gary, this is it's a crazy time. I bet you've been busy, haven't you?
Yes, very busy. But I want to tell you something. I was telling a client this. They said, Gary, I bet your phones are ringing off the wall with the stock market drops and volatility and just all the negativity surrounding stocks. And I said, you know what? When people meet with us, we balance their portfolios. We make sure they have enough safe money set aside and enough at-risk money for growth. And I've not had one single call, Tony, as a result of the tariff drops in the stock market, not one call. And I think that's a tribute to knowing that we set people up correctly on the front end. And they know, I mean, they're watching the news. They know their accounts have gone down some, and that's to be expected, but nobody panicked. And that's the big key to this. So let's begin with an update about tariffs. A CBS News article said Trump announces 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars, has some excellent information and updates in the article. On March 26, President Trump announced a new 25% tariff on vehicles and auto parts imported into the U.S. So it's the latest move in his push to strengthen American manufacturing by using more aggressive trade measures. Now, the tariffs went into effect back on April 2nd, with the U.S. beginning to collect those duties the very next day. According to the president, the new import taxes could bring in somewhere between $600 billion and $1 trillion over the next 2 years. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that being said, some officials within the Trump administration are offering a more cautious outlook, estimating the tariffs could generate closer to $100 billion in new revenue. So I don't think they really know right now, but they're trying to head us in the right direction, at least.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so a lot of people are confused and maybe concerned about what this means for their finances. And that's why we're talking about this today, Gary. I think that's really, really important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I talked about this on my TV shows this past week about tariffs and the impact they're having on 401ks and the things to look for. And it's just a really hot topic right now. And we wanted to reach out and get people and let them know, have at least some idea what the benefits are and what the detriments are to having these tariffs so that they can avoid, you know, panicking at the wrong time. So Trump did double down on his goal to make interest on auto loans tax deductible, but with a catch, the deduction would apply only to cars made in the United States. So there again, he's trying to help push manufacturers here in the United States, auto manufacturers. Now, there's the thing. Tax deductions like this usually benefit higher income earners since most Americans take the standard deduction. So for lower and middle income households, this change likely wouldn't move the needle much. At the same time, car prices could be on the rise, and especially according to Arella Suskin, an equity analyst at Morningstar, who insights were shared in the CBS article. In a Thursday research note, she pointed out that while the U.S. made vehicles might gain market share, very few are actually made with 100% American parts, even from U.S.-based brands.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, even companies like Ford and Chevy, they use parts from overseas. So I think we could definitely see prices going up, right? And it seems like all this news about tariffs and market upheaval, it's causing some economic anxiety for a lot of people. And that right there, Gary, is a great reason to meet with a financial services professional, somebody like yourself, who's well-versed in helping you stick to the facts, and you help people avoid making emotional decisions that could cost them, right?
Yeah, hasty decisions are usually not the best ones to make, and people tend to overreact with that. I saw a car commercial here in Little Rock the past week. I don't remember which car dealership it was.
Sure.
But they can tell you, if you go to look for a car, they can tell you if it will qualify for the tax deduction. They can say, yeah, this is made here in Chicago, Illinois, or wherever, so it qualifies. Or they'll say, hey, this does, but it has a part from Japan, so it may or may not qualify. And so that's kind of nice. So you can know, most dealerships are have that information and can share that with you before you buy, so that you're able to take advantage of these new deductions.
That's really good. Yeah. And it is a good thing that they're going to enact those deductions to help out a bit, because it seems likely with the 25% tariff on all cars coming into the country and all auto parts that consumers will catch the brunt of that and be paying some more money.
Yes, that is exactly correct. And one of the things that, you know, that people need to be aware of is that, you know, if you have stock in automakers, for example, those right. shares took a big hit after the news. And the latest round of tariffs follows a temporary break President Trump gave U.S. automakers earlier this month, a one-month exemption from the import duties that started on March 4th. So that that slows that down a little bit. But Wall Street didn't waste any time reacting. Shares of Ford, GM, and Stellantis, the big three U.S. automakers, all took a hit after Trump made the announcement. Ford dropped nearly 4%, General Motors fell more than 7%, and Stellantis slid about 2.6% in Thursday morning trading. Tesla, on the other hand, saw a bump, rising 2.6%, but that's after a very rough start to the year, as most of us know. They've had all sorts of issues and problems, and it's really affected their stock price. So it's nice to have at least a little bump up in that for them during this time.
Well, yeah. So what does the auto industry themselves say about this? What do they have to say?
Well, they just say, you know, they're urging caution, of course, warning that poorly executed tariffs could raise prices and hurt competitiveness, especially since most U.S. auto plants still rely on global supply chains. So
yeah,
they may make the car here, but there's a lot of the parts that are made overseas, and getting those and what price it's going to be, can all that can impact not only the cost, but the availability. You remember back during COVID, it was hard to even get cars. You know, you'd have to wait months and months and months to purchase a car that you wanted just because of the same type of similar situation. So
yeah,
a lot of fluctuation in things, and literally every day seems to be a new day.
Yeah. Yeah. We learn something new every day. Nobody has a crystal. Gary, I thought you were going to bring your crystal ball.
I have it right over there. I have it right over there. But it just, I don't know why it was clear. Now it's turned red. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. A few cracks in it, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe so. Yeah. Just like the economy.
Yeah. Exactly.
But one thing I want to mention to people, again, as I mentioned on the TV segment, is the main thing, and Tony, you mentioned this, is we want to avoid emotional decision-making, and we don't want to make rash decisions into anything. We want to think them through. Don't overreact. Typically, when these type of market adjustments have happened in the past, they go down for a while, maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe several months. But whatever triggers that to stop and to start going back up, that happens very quickly. And if you're not still in the market, you're going to miss those opportunities to gain those losses back and even make profits on them. So, you know, if you miss the top positive days in a year on the market, you really significantly can affect your return. So most of the time you need to stay in the market and focus on the long term, not overreact, and things are going to work out just fine.
Right. And there you go. Don't panic and make sure you have a plan. It's that plan that you work out with a financial professional like yourself that's going to help you not worry when there's market volatility, because market volatility is inevitable for one reason or another. We always have some volatility after a couple of huge years. Even the most talking heads predicted we'd have some type of correction. It's here.
There's hardly a year goes by that we don't experience some sort of correction.
Right, right.
And it's just a variety of different things that can cause that. This happens to be tariffs, but we're going to all, you know, make it through this, and hopefully long-term make it a lot better for having, you know, weathered this. Now, the stock market has dropped between 9% and 15-16% over the last several weeks, again, leaving many of us with 401ks uneasy. But experts urge keeping a long-term perspective, again, as we say, instead of reacting too emotionally. Tariff tensions and recession concerns under the Trump administration are adding uncertainty to the market, which investors generally dislike, and could slow economic growth in the U.S. But as we just mentioned, Tony, history does show resilience. Since 1980, listen to this, the S&P 500 has ended higher in 34 of the 45 years, despite intra-year drops averaging 14%, and a balanced portfolio of 60 to 40% has returned 9.4% annually since 1950. What does that mean? That means that, yes, there's going to be intra-year drops, and generally speaking, the majority of the time, the market feels itself and corrects this and comes out on a positive end, even before the end of the year, most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's good. And that's good to know. So
it is. Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, a car and car prices, you know, back to that just briefly, you know, they said, you know, tariffs could push auto prices up by as much as $12,000 on certain models. So take a look at your finances, get a second opinion on where you're at, especially if you're thinking about buying a new car. But you need to make sure you've got a good investment plan and retirement investment plan going on. You needed, if you're properly balanced, like you said, you won't need to worry. It's the SWAN plan that you give to people, the SWAN plan, as we call it. Sleep well at night, right? Sleep well at night.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And, you know, frequently what people do, and I recommend people do this, is to reach out to us and reach out and say, hey, Gary, I enjoyed your show on tariffs, and I would like to take the COMRA link to assess what my accurate amount of risk I should have in my savings. And we can do that. We can text you the link, email it to you, whatever you want to do. And you take the little quiz. It's kind of fun. It's 11 questions. And when you finish, it'll create a score between 0 and 100. And the best part is there's no, you know, there's no failing this. There's no right or wrong answers. It's just how you feel about investing. But whether you come in and help us, allow us to work with you and help you, or you use someone else, you still need to know what your risk score is. And this can tell you, and then it can also tell you, hey, my 401k is riskier than what my risk tolerance is. I need to make some changes. And boy, now's the time to do that. So it's a real eye-opening thing, and it's good to know. Everyone needs to know what their risk tolerance is before they invest. And it's also good to update that on an annual basis to see maybe the economy, the stock markets, or what have changed your risk tolerance. But it's a really fun little quiz, and it'll give you the information that you need to take a look at your 401k or thrift savings plan or what have you and say, hey, I'm taking too much risk. We help people with 401ks all the time. We are very good at 401k rollovers, TSP rollovers, and the like. We work with federal employees, state employees, civilians, general public, and we can help all the listeners make sure they make the right choices on that. And bigger than that, especially now, is make sure they're not taking too much risk, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. Risk management is such a big part of all this, and it could mean the difference between success and failure in your retirement. And
well said.
You've got to have a plan to manage your risk properly, especially as you get older or closer to retirement, or if you're in retirement especially, you have to have a plan in place that's going to balance out that risk, and that'll help you deal with market volatility and things like that. Sure, you still need growth, but you also need money that has principal protection, money that has downside protection. And there are all sorts of tools you have to use, from buffered index portfolios in the market other types of fixed index products to help people in retirement planning make sure their money is going to be there when they need it, right?
Absolutely. And the only way to do that is to actually look at it. You know, find out what your risk amount is appropriate is for you. Reach out to us. We'll text you that link. You take it. You'll know what your number is. We'll know what your number is in case you want to talk to us about it. We would love the opportunity to do that. I do want to throw in a couple of bits of wisdom
for
people. There are a few sectors in the economy that aren't going to be affected as much by the tariffs.
Right.
So if you have money in these sectors, great. If not, you might want to think about that. We can help with that. We can do all of that for you. But one of the sectors is technology and software. That's typically not affected by tariffs. Another one is utilities. It's another big area that rarely is affected by that. Consumer staples, you know, those are things that that really stand the test of time. And healthcare. These are things that people are going to need and use regardless of the tax situation on imports. So you might want to look at that or work with your financial professional to make sure you at least have some involved in those segments, because you won't be hit nearly as hard during these economic times.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And a lot of people are concerned, but again, stick to a plan, right?
That's right. You got to stick to your plan, stick to the long-term plan. And again, if you don't do that, you're going to likely end up with a hasty decision, a rash decision, where you're going to go in and sell something and sell it low, take a loss on it, when if you had waited another week or two, that account would have come right back and you would have never had that loss. And then you end up getting back into the market after it's come back, and you pay even more for it to get back into it. So if you're not going to be retiring in the next couple of years, I wouldn't worry about this too much. Just stay the course. If you're going to retire within the year, come see us. We can help you dial down your risk and make sure that you do know how much you're going to have at retirement so that we can do an income plan for you during retirement. We could do that for anybody.
Yeah. And that retirement income plan, it's tricky because most of us are used to taking our income and creating a savings with it for retirement. And a lot of that process is automated and we're constantly told, put as much away as you can, don't touch that money. So that's taken care of. But then once we get to retirement, we have these lump sums like 401ks or IRAs. How do we take that money and turn it into an income that we know for sure will last as long as we do? We don't want our bank accounts to hit zero before our blood pressure hits zero, right?
Oh, very, very good point. I forgot you have a medical degree also.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio.
You play one on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to mention, too, at this time, since we brought up 401ks, the listeners should also go to our landing page, your401krollovers.com. That's your401krollovers.com, and download the complimentary guide on the mistakes to avoid when rolling over your 401k. I can tell you, all you listeners, this can make a huge difference in not reducing the amount of your 401k because of tax and penalties. The topics in this guide will help you and show you and talk about ways to avoid that. Tony, we've talked about this before in other shows that mishandling your rollover of your 401k or your TSP or your state pension or anything like that can be devastating if it's not handled the right way. We love 401k rollovers. We do a lot of them. We're good at it, and we can consult you and help with you on that. We can talk to your current 401k provider to get the information that's needed to make your rollover happen. We'll do it on a three-way call where we all hear what everybody's saying. Give them a call. We do this all the time and find out exactly the best way to get you your 401k and where to send it. And bigger than anything is to avoid those costly mistakes and penalties and taxes the IRS will assess on you if you don't handle your 401k correctly. So reach out to a financial professional today and make sure that you get that information.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. And 401k rollovers can be tricky. What you do with that money, or a 403b, 457, TSP, whatever type of retirement account you have, there are so many rules that go along with them. And most of them are the same, but there are some differences between, say, a traditional IRA and maybe a 401k. There are some differences there that you need to know about. And Gary, these are things that you understand. Most of us are only going to go through this retirement process once in dealing with all this, but you do this each and every day of your life with clients and people you work with. You've been through this process and helped so many people avoid costly mistakes. And again, these mistakes that could make or break your retirement. That's even if you think, well, I've got a few million saved up for retirement, or I've got $2 million in retirement accounts, or I had this inheritance, I got a pretty good size 401k, I'm not worried about it. You'd be surprised how fast that can go if you don't have a tax plan, a healthcare plan. You need a plan in place, and if you're not properly balanced, right?
Well, that's key. That's very key, is making sure that you are financially balanced. And there again, that COBRA, that risk analysis I mentioned a minute ago, text us and say, hey, I want that information, because that'll tell you if you're balanced correctly or not, particularly in the environment, you know, that we're in. But yeah, Tony, you're right. We've done so many 401k and TSP rollovers over the years, over decades, actually. Mm-hmm. And we have seen every possible scenario, I think, that is out there. So anybody that's maybe hesitant to come in and see us so that we can help them, because maybe they're embarrassed or maybe they felt like they didn't do something the right way. Oh, listen, I can assure you, we have seen things much, much worse than whatever you bring in. We have a lot of people also that come in and they have all their ducks in a row and everything's great.
Sure.
That makes the process really easy. But, you know, that's what we're here for, you know, is to help people. So
to sort it.
Most people are not experts on 401k or TSP rollovers. Come see us. We are. We don't expect you to know everything. We want to help you. And there's a lot of, you know, just makes us feel really accomplished and good when we help somebody avoid tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes and mistakes. And they can actually now go have a healthy retirement with a nice retirement income that they would not have been able to do had they not sought out professional help.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, there's so many aspects to it. So with the tariffs affecting the market as they have, and as of this recording, the market's been down 5-6 days in a row now, and it's been a pretty rough week for the market. And some say the volatility could continue. We've seen some a couple of brief pops back up and then down again. So we're looking at some volatility until this all sorts itself out. And I think, you know, we could see volatility the rest of the year, right? I mean, so it's really important wherever you're putting your money, your savings, your investments, especially for retirement, whether it's you have an IRA or a Roth or a 401k, especially those employer-sponsored retirement accounts, if you have all your eggs in one basket, like the stock market, Gary, you're going to want a plan in place, a written plan. And maybe if you're getting closer to retirement or in retirement, you're going to want to have some money in principal protected options, right?
Well, you do. And that's what I was mentioning a minute ago is if you're within a year or so of retirement, you do need to dial down the risk. And we can help you do that and take less risk. The worst that can happen is you may miss out on a little more of the upside in the last few months. But I'm willing to do that if I can know for sure that what I have is going to be there when I retire. So we can plan on it. We can plan for that. We know how much you've got in your IRA or 401k or brokerage account because we dialed down the risk before you retired. And now we can design an income plan for you. And we have another analysis called the Compass Report. The biggest question people have, Tony, is will I run out of money in retirement? This report will answer that question and answer the likelihood or not that that's even a possibility for you. So inside of a year before retirement, come see us. We've got all these very nice complimentary reports. We will prepare customized for you and your wife, if appropriate, and take a look at that and just see what the retirement's going to look like. Can we meet your goals? What your income goal is? We'll take a look at getting the most out of Social Security. If you have a pension, if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, we can help you with those options to make sure you pick the right pension for you and your family. So there's a lot to think about. It's a lot for most people. That's what we do for a living. Come see a professional team that can help you. We've got myself. I have a staff of two ladies. I have an attorney for estate planning here in my office. And then we have a team of certified financial planners that are available to us for our clients at any time. So, and there's no charge for those. So, you know, if you have an interest of any of this and learning the correct way to do things, you need to come see us. And then one of the last things I want to say is we are a fiduciary firm. Most places, most publications tell you to go see a fiduciary. We have to put your interest first. We would anyway, but we're required by law to. So, you know, if you come in here, we make recommendations or say, hey, here's your situation that we're doing so with the best good faith ever because we want to give you the correct information so that you have a wonderful, safe, and glorious retirement and you know where your income's coming from and you know how long your money will last.
Yeah, and that's the key right there, Gary. And
it really is.
We only have a couple of minutes left. So I just want to reiterate how important it is to have a written plan. And a lot of people out there think, well, I've got a plan or I've worked with this person or I have that or I have some stocks. Get a second opinion on where you're at. And it helps to get that second opinion from a different person that gave you the first, right?
So yeah, you can't get a second opinion from the same person that gave you the first. And we recommend that. We're not trying to steal your business from another broker or friend, but nearly everybody has somebody they're working with. And it's so helpful to come in and get the second opinion or get the risk score so that if you're going to continue working with this person, that's beautiful. Take this information to them and and you can use that in your planning with them. So it's sort of a no lose situation. We're not, I don't operate under pressure. I would not want to be pressured into anything. That's not the way we work. We're very laid back. We want to help you. And we know that if we help enough people will become clients. Some won't, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds great. So obviously getting a written plan in place that covers your investments, your retirement income plan, healthcare, takes into account tax situation, especially on those accounts. Once you hit retirement and start withdrawing that money, you don't want a ticking tax time bomb there, as you've mentioned before. Exactly. So, Gary, great show today. One more time before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. They can give us a call or text 501-225-9045. Call or text that. You can go to our landing page, your401krollovers.com. Download that complimentary brochure. Click enter and you'll know your score, and we'll know it in the event that you give us a call. That will give us a step ahead in working with you. But, or just give us a call on the phone. We'd say, like, say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I want to get this report or that report. We'll be more than happy to do that for you. And that's the only way you're going to ever improve or make sure that you're okay during these turbulent times is to seek help and make sure that your investments and your plans look as they should.
All right. Well, Gary, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Talk with our host, Gary Garrison.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Gary Garrison at Asset Protection Wealth Management. Call 501-225-9045. Or visit the website at apwealthmanagement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, an Arkansas registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered through Asset Protection Group, LLC. Asset Protection Group, LLC, and Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, are affiliated companies. Asset Protection Group, LLC, Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, and Gary Garrison are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.